Anyway, I did promise you that Jan de Vries would come along and join us this afternoon down at Titanic Belfast. Jan, welcome. It's a treat for you too, isn't it?
Thank you for kindly inviting me.
Isn't
here.
This lovely here? Yes, have you been wonderful. Round? Have you done the tour yet?
I've never been here.
Oh, look, he's brought me down some chocolate. This is not a fast day, Jan. Thank you
healthy,
so much.
That's a healthy chocolate.
Healthy chocolate, I love it.
Chocolate, yes.
It's hard to beat green and blacks, I'll tell you. Thank you very much for that. Now tell me, have you done the tour around here?
Not yet, no.
Maybe we should do it together.
Yeah, that'd be a good
idea. Would that
idea.
Be nice?
Yeah.
Because am I masking you out on a date? I'm
absolutely.
Chatting you up now.
That's
this is the next
no, that's a good idea. Good idea. Absolutely.
Right, let's get down to business. You know, Miss Linda is dry. She's driving the desk in the studio and she's going to start the ball rolling today because she's told me that she has had a bad back. She's tried everything.
Right.
She's tried absolutely everything and nothing has helped her. What could it be? What's causing it? And can she get rid of it?
Well, it's a very good question because bad backs could be anything. It can be mechanically, and it can also be that there's too much stress in one's life, that the tissue ties up. There can be any reason for it. Whatever, you could get help.
You don't have to go on suffering.
There is no need for it. Yeah. I mean, there are all kinds of things you can do.
But if you've tried everything...
Manipulate the stuff. You can do acupuncture. You can do electroacupuncture. Anything, but you must get rid of it.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yeah. But if you have tried everything, if you've tried acupuncture and just tried all that, what else would you recommend?
Well, there is, of course, methods like magnetic therapy. There is also some very often good remedies to help. We talked together on joint muscle complex quite often.
Yes.
These are very often things. I had a girl this morning, in fact, who came all the way from Donegal, and she was in a terrible state. Been everywhere. And I said to her, terrible pain in her arms, pain in her legs, pain everywhere. And I said to her, why did they not find out what was wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Well, when I checked it all over, I found out that she had a problem in her neck.
Oh.
And the whole thing was completely seized up.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I manipulated it and I put it back to where it should be, you could see the pale color in her face going. She was a different girl because the pain was gone.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what we'll send them to you.
It can be very little.
Get her sorted out because nobody wants to go on suffering like that.
It's probably because I've been 55 years in the job.
You've seen it. You've seen it all,
time.
Haven't
I've
you?
Seen a lot.
Aye.
There's a lot that you can do.
Yeah. Now, what about this one then? Roisin says, could you ask Jan about sinus infections? I've had a sinus infection since Easter Saturday. I have had a course of antibiotics, but still having sore sinus pain. Still unable to taste. Oh, my goodness, that's awful. I'm taking painkillers for pain. Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
Right. With sinus infection, you have always to be careful with milk and cheese because it feeds it.
Mm-hmm.
The congestion feeds the milk and the cheese does. Make the condition worse.
Mm-hmm.
There is a very, very good German remedy that's available called sinusitis.
Sinusitis?
Sinusitis.
Right, that's Jules Rooney actually sent that. Jules, try that. Sinusitis, anybody
sinusitis.
Else who's having sinus problems.
And there is also another remedy called Sinuforce, which is a spray which is very, very helpful and very good.
I would love to hear from anybody who's actually tried these things and it's worked for them,
absolutely.
Because that's always really encouraging. Roisin says she's been suffering with vertigo for the past 7 weeks. She's tried all the usual tablets and all of that, even started new medication, but nothing's working. And she's asking, can you recommend anything?
For what?
For vertigo.
Vertigo, yes, that's another thing. Very often lots of people with vertigo don't know that they have a problem in their neck. Sometimes the third cervical vertebrae in the neck, that's the third one, controls the whole motor nerve system is locked and then you go dizzy, very dizzy and miserable and probably sickish feeling. So you can very often relieve it with a manipulation, but there is a very good remedy, homeopathic remedy called Vertigo Heal.
Vertigo Heal.
Vertigo Heal. Twice a day a tablet.
Vertigo Heal twice a day.
One tablet.
So, Roisin, that's something for you to contemplate. Don't forget, if you have any queries, do give us a call, 90 treble 3105, or text 077 66 105 105. Can Jan recommend anything for fibromyalgia? That's Josh.
Absolutely. Fibromyalgia, you don't need to suffer. It's very often fatigue of the muscle. So you must stimulate the muscle. You can often help it with acupuncture, but also the remedy joint muscle complex is brilliant.
That will work for it. Good stuff. One more before we take a break. Carolyn asked Jan how to get rid of athlete's foot. Mark's asking that.
Ideal to help it with a remedy called Molkozan. M-O-L-K-O-S-A-N, Molkozan. Dab it with that, which is brilliant for athlete's foot.
Okay, so there's a couple of remedies for you. And I see one that's just come in there from Debs, Jan. She says, I have a dairy intolerance. I've been trying to use lactose-free, etc., but if I eat anything with milk, I feel so sick and headachy. Is there anything I can take to help me build up my tolerance to dairy again? I heard that you can get better. I haven't always been like this. It's just the last few years. Can you get better from this?
Actually, that's very often the point. Why do people get exactly allergic for dairy food? Milk and cheese.
Yeah.
And the question is to the pasteurization process, which is absolutely necessary, otherwise you would have problem. But with the pasteurization process, they take out digestive enzymes so that people cannot digest milk and cheese anymore, and then it is rejected by the liver and you get all these problems. But that's the reason that so many people get allergic for milk and cheese. And the only way out is to just give it up and go for goat's milk or soya milk or rice milk.
There's no way. You can't. Because what Debs is saying is she's heard that you can't actually get better from this.
You can't.
You can't.
If you have an allergy for that and you miss these digestive enzymes in it, you'll not be able to tolerate it.
So you just have to try alternatives.
And you have to look for an alternative.
Okay. Do you have any alternatives there that you would like to share with her?
Well, the alternatives are either goat's milk, soya milk, rice milk, buffalo milk.
Yes.
These are all the milks.
Right. So, Debs, listen to this. You can't actually build up your tolerance to dairy again. So it would be a fruitless exercise for you to try that. So you've got to just try alternatives.
In some cases, if people have a weakness in the immune system and they strengthen the immune system, they might get over it, but it's very seldom the case.
Maybe I've never really seen
that. Once they're allergic, they're allergic.
Now, what about this? Anne says, Carolyn, could you ask about trigger finger? She says, don't laugh, it's very sore. As if
no,
I would laugh.
No, it's a very nasty thing.
Yeah.
It's a trigger finger.
What
can easily
that?
Happen like this.
Your finger locks?
Your finger locks, and you cannot go in and out anymore.
Oh, my goodness. She says she has trouble gripping.
That's it, because you lose the power or you have a lot of pain. The best thing is to exercise, have a rubber ball in your hand and keep gripping in your rubber ball. You can help it with electroacupuncture. It's quite good. And maybe soft tissue manipulation.
Yeah. Okay. A couple of ideas for you, Anne. Right, Heather's on the line. She wants to have a wee word with you as well. Heather, are you there?
I am indeed, yes.
Hello, Heather. You're through to Jan. Go ahead.
Hi, Anne. I have a bad leg that constantly breaks down and ulcerates. And I also have an underlying condition of cellulitis.
Right.
And the doctor consistently just gives me antibiotics or E45 odiprevis. And it's kind of been going on now for about 7 years. So I'm looking for an alternative.
Yeah. You need to help that because you can keep on. There is a natural antibiotic called Ectrocept.
Oh my goodness, how do you spell
E-C-H,
that?
ECHTROSEPT.
Okay.
Ectrocept. I would suggest twice a day, 20 drops will get you sorted out.
Oh, okay.
And just do something about it. Don't leave it alone. Do something.
Where would I get that?
Usually a health food store or chemist, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Ectrocept.
Heather, I hope that helps.
That's
brilliant. That works out for you. Thanks
all
for calling.
All the best, Heather.
All the best, Heather.
Okay, thank you.
Jan, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. And
we've
got to... I know, I will say this, but we could keep you here for not even for an hour for the whole show. But we'll see you next time, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
And thanks for helping people out today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Jan de Vries. What's your website address? I'm going to ask you again. Jan de Vries Health, what is it? I can't get my card out. JanDeFriesHealth.com.
That's it.
Or it's Jan at FramerHealth.com.
That's
the one, isn't it?
That's it.
All right.